In Afghanistan, fast-moving story today. The Taliban has captured more cities in the last day, including Kandahar, the country's second-largest city, and the key capital in Helmand province in the south. In all, Taliban fighters have taken more than a dozen cities in recent days and are moving toward Kabul, the Afghan capital. Meantime, the U.S. is sending 3,000 troops to evacuate embassy staff. And this all comes as U.S. intelligence officials are reportedly warning the Taliban could take Kabul in 30 days. Let's bring in Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh with the MIT Security Studies Program. And Jim, your thoughts on the Taliban capturing Kandahar and sweeping across parts of Afghanistan?
Yeah, well, in some ways, in a simple way, the map of Afghanistan tells this story. The Taliban, as you say, have taken provincial capitals. They've taken major towns. These have been in the north, the west, and the south.
Yeah, and remarkably in the south, when I look at the map, the control of the south is telling.
It's near total. And what what the result is sort of an encircling of Kabul and the territory that the government controls. So that's a noose that's tightening, and momentum and expectations, which is to say psychology, which is important in war, favor the Taliban.
And at this point, how vulnerable do you think Kabul is?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the estimates have gone of, you know, months now to a month. I mean, one senses that when things, you know, there are situations when they start to crumble, they cascade. If people think that they're going to lose, then that may further accelerate what happens. And as the government forces keep losing, that accelerates it even further still. But obviously, there'll be some fighting because people fear what will happen to their cities and to their lives when the Taliban takes over. So I don't think, you know, this is going to be resolved immediately. But it's all pointing in one direction, and it's the direction that people have expected.
And you mentioned the Afghan forces. The U.S. plans to pull out its forces by September. If that happens, as that happens, is the Afghan military equipped, you think, to defend the capital?
Well, at some level, yes. I mean, the U.S. spent 20 years and $1 trillion, a lot of which went to arming and training the Afghan army, special operations, and police. But as the stunning reports by the Washington Post suggest, based on an internal government assessment of the war, that effort was in trouble years ago. And the civilian and the military leadership in the U.S., according to these reports, systematically misled the American public, claiming the war was making progress when in fact it wasn't. So things have been bad for a while. And while they may seem dramatic in the moment, this has been a long time coming. Now, I know that's a pretty big accusation to say, you know, the government deliberately misled the public about the war, but that is what it looks like.
And finally, I just want to ask you, as the Taliban marches on, what are the broader security questions and implications for the region, for the U.S.?
Yeah, well, I think first and foremost, it could be a humanitarian and perhaps a human rights crisis, depending on how the Taliban treats the territory it takes over. Will it cut off cities that resist? Will it kill government supporters? Will it execute religious minorities? You know, I don't know. It will be a major regional issue with implications for Pakistan and China and Central Asia and therefore Russia. And it's a major center of heroin for the world. But I don't see it as a big issue for the U.S. necessarily, for global international security. It's a terrible situation in a particular country, and that has security implications for those in the neighborhood, but I don't think necessarily for the U.S.
As the country looks back on 20 years since going into Afghanistan, that is Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh at the MIT Security Studies Program. Thanks, Jim.